These are the Qayshi Tapes. U-Man and Favaz explore the backstories and interviews heard on Qayshi, the longest-running rock station in the country.
Hello, everyone. It's time for episode 72 of the Qayshi Tapes. I'm John Hewlett, and that's the mighty Favaz.
Hello, Mr. Hewlett.
It's all brought to you by
Black Raven Digital. Remember that every business needs a good website, not just to make you look good, but because your clients, your customers, potential new hires, they're all online. So if you aren't making a difference to the people you're trying to reach, or worse, your site is too slow, doesn't connect properly, you need to consider if now is the time to reimagine your website. Hire the folks at Black Raven AFC. They can help. They build websites for businesses like yours every day. When you're ready to make your website matter, let Black Raven AFC help. Go to blackravendigital.com and reach up today.
All right, today we're going to do a interview that I did in 1994 with my morning show partners at the time, Bird and Jim Ellis. And this was an artist that we don't play on Qayshi Radio. Qayshi's a rock station, for those of you who might be listening and have no idea what Qayshi is. So it was just kind of like a joke interview.
Why were you doing it?
And it ended up being fun and interesting.
Do you have any idea why the interview was set up?
Because it was just Qayshi of Qayshi and the Sunshine Band. We were like, hey, it might be funny.
Right.
You know, might be interesting. And it was, to our surprise.
Right.
And hopefully you'll find that to be the case as we go along here today.
I'm excited to hear Jim Ellis's voice, because Jim used to be the overnight jock of Qayshi. He did mornings with you, and he has now since passed away.
Yeah,
years ago. He had a heart attack, I believe. So
yeah.
he was an all right guy.
Yeah, and Bird still works in the radio business up in Chicago.
Yeah.
So let's get going here. I mean, these guys, the 70s, they dominated.
Yeah, they did.
Hit radio.
Yeah.
For quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, we'll get into all that here as the interview goes along. And he was on the phone. This, by the way, is being taken off reel-to-reel tape. So I'll be stopping the reel machine from time to time here. Hopefully we won't break it as we go along, because this thing's pretty fragile. Let's go.
Qayshi from Qayshi and the Sunshine Band on the telephone. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
That's Bird.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, a show tonight here in St. Louis.
Yes.
Are you excited?
Oh,
sure,
so
absolutely.
Now, have you...
I'm excited for everyone we do.
Now, I'm not sure. Have you been on the road a lot lately, or...?
Yes, we have.
You have? So you're... Now, didn't the band break up for a little while, or...?
Well, the original band broke up 14 years ago.
Right.
So I said it was in 94, right?
Right.
So 84, the original band broke
80.
Up in 80.
Mm-hmm.
God, has it been that long?
Yeah, this is letter 8.
That was Jim Ellis's voice, so you know as we go along here.
Mm-hmm.
Or something like that.
I see. So with a lot of the old disco hits from the 70s coming back in vogue, and a lot of those styles, have you noticed a peaked interest in Qayshi and the Sunshine Band again?
Well, it's actually phenomenal. It's like being back in the 70s again.
Right.
I bet it's still phenomenal today.
Yeah,
I don't know if he still tours or not. He probably does.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But I was reading to you the list of hits that they had. I mean, they had some of the biggest songs ever.
Comes full circle after a while, doesn't it?
It seems like we're bigger now than we were then.
Hey, back then when disco was going strong and you were competing with groups like the Bee Gees, did you have a hate for them?
I think everybody hated the Bee Gees.
I really wasn't competing with them because I was ahead of them.
Ooh.
Ba-dum-bum.
Ah, yes. You were the groundbreaker.
It's all your fault.
All my fault. That's right.
I have to tell you, you were my favorite band. You were my favorite band in high school. I mean, Qayshi and the Sunshine Band in my high school was it. Of course, that was a correctional center.
And the jokes just keep on coming.
Hey, good morning.
That's the way. I
like it.
Boy, those lyrics will live forever, Qayshi.
They will.
I guess so. I guess it's like she loves you. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Good
point.
He just compared himself to the Beatles.
Well, it's kind of nobody should do that.
But. Yeah.
Please. Now, Qayshi, was it, did you really have to work to get those lyrics, or did they just seem to fit?
They just seem to fit.
Did they?
Now, what do you guys do?
They just seem to fit.
Shake your booty. Shake your booty.
They were so simple. Did they just seem to fit? I thought that was funny.
now on stage? I mean, do you do all old material, or is there some new stuff thrown in?
No, we have a new album out. It's called Oh Yeah. We do an hour and a half show.
It's called Oh Yeah. Another in-depth tune.
Remember us? Oh Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we do all the hits. And
how many number ones did you have?
Altogether?
Yeah.
Nine.
Wow.
Nine number one hits.
That's
it's one
lot.
Thing to have nine hits on the top 40 charts. Right. It's another thing to go to number one nine times.
That is big.
Yeah.
Wow.
Did you save all your money?
Sure.
Good man.
You're living high on the hog in Miami.
I live on the hog.
That's where you're at right now. Now, what about the rumors that you might be getting back into the studio and doing an album of cover versions, i.e. Nirvana, Pearl Jam?
Well, I mean, I always wanted to do that, but actually what we've just finished doing and we're working on is we've just recorded a Casey the Sunshine Band live album.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Which has some old stuff on it. I mean, you know, some stuff from like the 60s. And
I like that.
Uh-huh.
You funny, you
man.
It's
really coming out good. I'm really excited about it.
Now we're going to be doing that the rest of the time. I just know it.
I think that's what happens in the interview.
John keeps saying, I like that. That's his response for everything.
Really, Bird?
What kind of response?
Mr. Obvious.
What kind of response are you getting out there from people who were into your music when they were in their teens? Now they're probably in their 30s, maybe early 40s even.
Uh-huh.
They like it.
Oh, God, he's doing it.
No, it's crazy.
Is it?
I mean, to me, it's amazing. Just the response from the people that came to see us in the 70s, their children, you know, knowing all the tunes and everything, and it's really great. It's a great feeling, actually.
Now,
do you still...
And that's the way I like it,
Casey, do you still own...
It's just too stupid.
Oh, God.
Some of those suits that you...
Stop it!
Have?
Uh-huh.
You do?
He does.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
You do? You have them all?
Yes.
Really?
Kind of like, you know, like Elvis. I mean, he was so identified by the clothes he wore. I guess you would kind of fall into that same category, the clothes
he
wore.
I just started sending him out to some of the Hard Rock cafes, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
How about that, man?
Yeah.
He's got stuff in the Hard Rock cafes. I mean, we're making fun of him and the situation, but at the same time, I mean, you know, he reached a level of respect from other artists because what they did was hard to do.
And nine number ones.
I know. And they made it sound, made it seem so easy because the songs, like you say, were so basic, you know?
Right.
Hey, well, we've got a Real Rock Cafe here.
The only radio station in the country that has its own restaurant.
You know, I kept them, you know, in case that one day I needed some money, I could hawk them, you know?
Right. Well, we have our very own restaurant called the...
I have to donate them.
We have our very own restaurant called the Real Rock Cafe.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Would you send us a suit?
Or a pair of shoes?
Or a tambourine or something?
I'll send you a pair of underwear.
There you go. Are they polyester, though?
Uh-huh.
Well, they're cotton.
Oh, I see.
Hey, look up how much he's worth, just for the hell of it. Can you do that?
Yeah.
And his real name is Henry Casey.
Yeah.
Henry, is it Henry Wayne Casey? Like, yeah, Henry,
so,
it is Henry. Harry. It's Harry Wayne Casey.
And the Sunshine.
I was say, but people with the middle name Wayne.
Go ahead.
They're crazy.
No, go ahead.
Now, in concert, what can we expect? Now, is it much the same show as the 70s, or have you added pyro and, you know, the revolving drum set and that sort of thing?
No, we don't have all that.
No.
Hey,
it's very simple.
What was the groupie scene like for you back then? You know, you were appealing to a very... Oh, maybe this is dangerous territory.
Well, it was crazy.
You were appealing to a very young audience. I guess
scary.
There was no...
And there was no such thing as safe sex back then. Any sex was safe.
It was scary.
It was scary? In what way?
Well, just a lot of ways. I mean, it was a very lonely time, actually, for me, because I was confined to the hotel. I had to have security guards around everywhere. I couldn't go shopping. I couldn't go anywhere. And, you know, a lot of times when we'd pull up, the car would be mobbed and the car would be moving. I was afraid that someone was going to get hurt.
Right.
You know, we would have our clothes ripped off, hair pulled, you know.
Excellent.
So what you're saying, it was hard for you to boogie down?
Yeah. You know, it's like I'd get 12 people in a room and they'd all just stare at me. I'd go, come on, what's going on here?
Would you mind now?
Will 11 of you leave, please?
Stop, John. Yeah. So he's worth $15 million.
That's all?
That's what it says here. Harry Wayne Casey. Casey, Sunshine Band, because he's from Florida. That's the Sunshine State. $15 million. That's what it says.
And he wrote his own songs, didn't he?
I don't know about that.
I think he did.
So.
Boy, that doesn't sound accurate to me.
Yeah.
He might be one of those.
It's celebrity net worth, John. It's the Bible.
Oh, yeah.
we must trust.
But he might want to be one of those smart rich guys who's got all his, you know, he's got it hidden, man.
I don't know.
You know,
I'm gonna ask for the world right now. Would you mind singing maybe just on the phone one quick verse of "That's the Way I Like It"? Would you do that for us?
Sure, no problem.
Oh, okay,
anytime.
3, 2, 1.
When you take me by the hand, tell me I'm your loving man. When you give me all your love and do the very best you can, oh, that's the way,
I like it.
That's the way, I like it.
Woo! Yeah. Woo! Sorry, the tape is starting to mess up here.
That's all right.
The heads
still sounds so good.
Heads need to be cleaned, possibly, yeah, on the tape machine. Mm-hmm. For those of you old timers who know what that is.
Hey, heaven.
One more. Go get my platform shoes. Goodbye.
But one more thing.
KC of KC and
one
the Sun.
One more thing, though.
What's that?
That's the way,
I like it.
That's the way.
KC from KC and the Sunshine Band tonight. Of course, this is happening at Senior Frogs. It's going to be a good show.
See, wow. Thank you for the Senior Frogs.
So
where was that on?
Was that at Union Station on the other side of the building for a while?
Oh, that might have been.
I think it might have been.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were the club guy. I don't know.
Well, yeah, kind of.
The time with us this morning. We appreciate it.
That's the way, Casey.
I like it. Actually, you know what? Can we get you to do something like that for a station ID?
Absolutely.
Okay. Maybe you can do
a doing one.
See how this goes.
Yeah.
How about KC and the Sunshine Band on KC? KC and the Sunshine Band.
We'll never
band.
Play that. Yeah. K-she. We'll never play this ID because we don't play your music. But
we just want to hear you do it.
Probably the only time we'd be able to use it would be in the morning show because we're pretty absurd, you know, and it doesn't really fit the format, i.e. we're a rock station. But we could have a lot of fun with it in the morning, and we'll use it. The name of the show is Bird and the Rock and Roll Morning Show.
Bird and the Rock and Roll Morning Show.
On KC95. And if you could somehow, you know, do what you were doing there with the singing, that would be funny.
Okay, let's see. Bird and the Rock and Roll Show.
Rock and Roll Morning Show.
Get it right.
Belly.
Come on.
Excuse me a second.
You got to get a pen, huh?
He's got to write it down.
I have to. I'm 43 down.
You were a lot of fun, by the way.
So he was 43 and 94. So.
59. He's 79 now?
What? No, wait. 43 and 94. 04, he was 53. 14, he was 63. No, he's 70.
He's 43 and 94. You add 6, it gets you to 2049. Okay. Then you add 20 years because we're in 2020.
No, he's 69.
He's 69 years old.
69, yeah.
Thank
you. We weren't sure how you were going to respond to us having fun with you, you know.
Bird and the Morning Rock Show.
The Rock and Roll Morning Show.
Rock and Roll.
Morning Show, yeah.
Rock and Roll Morning Show.
Yeah.
On KC, what's the...
We still call it today. We just took Bird's name out. It would be stupid to still call it Bird in the Morning Rock.
Verse 95. KC 95.
Yeah.
Okay, let me just work something up here.
Sure, okay.
Okay.
Here it comes.
Do-do-do. Sound like Mark Close. Do-do-do, do-do-do.
Come on, Casey.
Maybe you didn't record it. Maybe it's not on there.
You ready?
Yeah, oh. Here he is.
You ready?
Yes, sir.
3, 2, 1. Bird Rock and Roll Morning Show. That's the way on KC95.
That's terrible.
Play it. I want to hear what
they
said.
He still got it wrong. He still got it wrong.
Let's see if Bird says that.
Okay. And then, you know what? Maybe you could do a straight one that's sort of like, hi, you know, this KC.
Oh, he took it.
He took it.
KC from the Sunshine Band, or however you'd like to refer to yourself. And
let me just correct that last one, okay?
Okay.
All right.
And, you know,
he's going to fix it.
Oh, no.
Actually, you know what? I thought of something here. How about if we do something to this effect? And I hate to tell you what to do, but it just kind of dawned on me. Hi, it's KC from KC and the Sunshine Band, and you're listening to Bird and Rock and Roll Morning Show on KC 95. And then you could break into a verse if that's the way I like it or something. And then you can maybe use the call letters in there. That might work.
Yeah, make it even more complicated, Bird.
Thanks, Bird. Jeez.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1. Hi, this is Casey of Casey the Sunshine Band. You're listening to the Bird Rock and Roll Morning Show on Casey 95. That's the way, I like it,
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, turned out.
You know what?
Okay.
Do we need to... Because it's Bird and the Rock and Roll.
Oh, Jesus Christ, man.
Let's see what happens here. If he finally gets him to get it exactly the way Bird wants it.
That's I'm sorry. I hate to be specific about it, but...
Hi, this is Casey of Casey the Sunshine Band, and you're listening to Bird and the Rock and Roll Morning Show on KC 95. And that's the way, I like it,
Yeah!
Yeah!
Okay, that was it. That was it. Thank you, sir. We appreciate your patience with us.
Thank you very much.
There you go. Man,
there
That's
it is.
The end. So.
9 number ones. I had no idea. I mean, I knew, amazing. You know, we both knew that Casey and the Sunshine Band were big, but not that big.
Yeah. But $15 million, that surprised me because, again, he wrote the song, so he got money for writing them and the recording
Maybe
of
the
them.
The royalty rates were different back then. I don't know.
Yeah, the performing of them. I don't know if he still performs, if he tours or not, but, you know. It was that was a fun interview.
Yeah,
you know?
Good to
it turned out
to.
More than we to, yeah. to be more than we thought it was going to be. So
yep.
you never know.
That's
Always
right.
try. That's what I say. Somebody calls says, "Hey, you want to interview so and so?" And you go, "I don't know if it fits the format or if we should do it or not." Just do it. You just never know.
You just never know.
Yeah. All right, that's it today. Of course, we're brought to you by Black Raven Digital. We appreciate their sponsorship of the KC Tapes. I'm John Hewlett. You can follow me on Twitter at STLUMan or on Instagram. I'm Johnny Hewlett.
And Favaz here. We'll see you next week for episode 73. AMF.
See you later. Bye.
The KC Tapes with Hewman and Favaz. For more on the history of KC, go to KC95.com or the KC mobile app.